It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. A new microdot technology is now available that puts car thieves on the spot. Martin, this seems like very good, positive technology that we should be excited about.
Yes, what is happening now is there's a new technology, a microdot technology, and these dots are sprayed onto your vehicle. So you get about 10,000 dots sprayed onto your vehicle, sometimes up to 15,000 dots. And just one of those dots has the identity of the vehicle. So it's got space for 17 digits. And when we're talking about these dots, they're small as a grain of salt, I mean, like a pinprick. But so you put 10,000 of them in 88 different parts of the car. Now, what has been happening with car theft? Car thieves have been taking the cars, they've been filing off the chassis number, they've been taking away the vehicle identity number. So people don't even know whose car it is. And I mean, the police recover about 12,000 vehicles a year worth about a billion rand, but they have to destroy them because nobody knows who the owner is. And half of the cars that are stolen and hijacked get a new identity and they come back on the road. Another 30% get chopped up for parts and 20% get exported. Now you'll have cars with an actual DNA. So that identity cannot be destroyed. They've tried to even experiment now by putting these microdots on vehicles and blowing these cars up, and you can still find that identity. So using ultraviolet light and magnifying lenses, you can pick up from those tiny grains of salt size dots what the ownership is.
And the determination of the world to reduce its carbon footprint may lift the price of palladium that is mined in South Africa. How so?
You know, the darling of the platinum group metals has been platinum, and that has been in demand, and it's grown so vigorously because of the demand for diesel vehicles where it is actually used in diesel. But the world now is wanting to get rid of CO2. That's public enemy number one. And on the drawing boards now of the automotive industry companies, and although they're down at the moment, they're going to come up, they will come back. And what they're planning is a big emphasis on much smaller vehicles, turbocharged vehicles, engines that are gasoline driven, which will mean that the same growth in that demand for platinum won't be there. But fortunately, we've got platinum group metals, and within those platinum group metals is palladium. And many see that the future story, the future demand is going to have an emphasis on palladium going forward. And that has always been a Russian story in the past, because the Russians are seen as the very big suppliers of palladium, but South Africa also a big supplier of palladium. And some are forecasting, like GMSA, they're looking at the next decade being a palladium decade.
Still staying with mining, Zimbabwe taking steps to attract billions of dollars of investment in its neglected mining sector. What's happening there?
Yeah, Zimbabwe's new Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai has been doing his sums, and he is looking for new investment opportunities in Zimbabwe. And the one that really is looking promising is the mining opportunity. The Zimbabweans are calculating that by 2011, there will be a new demand for mining commodities, and that we'll be out of the slump and back into the boom. And what they're doing is they're retailoring their mining policies to attract investors now. Those policies haven't been investor-friendly in the past, and they had a policy of indigenization where 51% of the mines would have to be owned by local Zimbabweans. That slows down the investment. But he's saying that he calculates that between 2011 and 2018, they could attract something like $16 billion, US dollars, worth of investment into mining. And we know that the agricultural sector is not doing too well. They need something to boost them. And this is what they're looking to, because they're endowed with very good metals and minerals. I mean, they're the second biggest potential producer of platinum. We do know that some of the South African companies have gone through the bad times there, like Implats, and still in there, Aquarius Platinum still there. But there's a lot of opportunity for more activity within the platinum group metal space, and then there's also gold, copper, coal, nickel. So they're looking to this new era of the comeback of demand in commodities, and we even saw the prices rise yesterday again, and that there will be this comeback in demand, and they want to be prepared for it with good policies to attract strong investment.
That's Martin Creamer, the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He will be back at the coalface at the same time next Friday.